Now, time to check in una vez más con nuestro amigo Romeo for the latest news and information from Tejano Nation.
Thanks, Rudy. Here's what's trending at TejanoNation.net. June is Pride Month, which celebrates the LGBTQ plus community in honor of the 1969 Stonewall riots in New York that transformed the gay liberation movement in America. Tejano music legend Shetty Lattice joined Domingo Live this week to discuss how she embraces life as both a Tejano musician and a member of the LGBTQ community. Little Miss Dynamite opened up about her experience over her 40-year career during the interview.
It was harder back in the day. You know, when you did, you couldn't be a gusto. You couldn't be comfortable and be with the one that you love, not just in, you know, in the eye of the public, I mean, but with family too, sure. You know. I mean, I lived a life of privacy and secrecy for a long time. And with my fans, I really didn't have a come out moment, if you will. I just started sharing my life with my fans on social media. And they, you know, they were all accepting. I had a very few negative people who obviously think that, you know, I'm going to take their opinion and, you know, follow what they want me to do, which will never happen.
5 years ago, Lattice met the love of her life, her girlfriend Mia, who she considers her ride or die.
She is like, has my back and loves me like I've never been loved before. And but I will say this. We have to have self-love first,
yes.
Right? Before we can really know what that is about. But I mean, now I have a lot of the young generation reaching out to me, even artists that want to be in Tejano, that are gay or whatever they, however they wish to identify. And you know, they come to me for advice, and some of them can't go to family. And it's hard when you don't have that.
Shetty wrote and released a Pride song last year titled Breakthrough that expresses her outlook on life and features the Tejano singer Eric Lee and rapper Squishy. Get more details and watch the full interview with Shetty Lattice at TejanoNation.net. I'm Romeo with Tejano Nation, your number one source for Tejano news.
Número 10. Moving down to number 10, it's Tejano Pop by Eric Lee, son of Lee Villarreal of Los Desperados. He makes it to number 10 on Tejano Gold Countdown. Gold Countdown, something called Tejano Pop. Oh yeah, Eric Lee. And by the way, this song is going to be included on his debut solo album produced by Gabriel Zavala. This week, down to number 10 on the national charts. Today, it's my pleasure to speak with Albert Zamora y El Proyecto Zamora, in which he's accompanied by his daughter Lyric on drums and his son Albert on bass. But the success of Albert Zamora came in 1995 with his first mega hit, Prieta Casada, which earned him the title as one of the best accordionists and showmen thanks to his fusion of rock and conjunto tejano, in addition to his intense energy that sold out nightclubs and festivals in the USA y Mexico. So, being part of the golden era of the 90s, who do you admire in today's industry as today's accordionists?
Being an accordionist in the 90s and that golden era was very competitive, but I enjoyed it. It was fun, you know, having that friendly competition and doing things that were out of the box, you know, that mentality of I'm going to do this intro or I'm going to do something different. It was something that kept us going, kept us pressing forward. I admire the accordionists now, the young accordionists. I admire all of them. They're doing a fantastic job in keeping the tradition going. As a matter of fact, my son, Albert Jr., you know, when he's up there on stage, he'll put his bass down and he'll pick up the accordion and he'll do all those songs that I no longer have in my set list, some of the older songs. And he brings them out and people really enjoy it. They'll come up to the front of the stage and they'll be there cheering for him. And AJ will go on his back and, you know, basically do everything that, you know, I used to do in my younger days, you know. And after the show, you know, they'll come up to him and say, man, you look so much like your dad. You know, I remember your dad, you know, since the 90s. And now you're still keeping it going. You're keeping that tradition, you know. And these fans will be there and they'll have their kids. It's just good to see it, you know, start all over again. You know, the tradition continues. And that's the beauty of our music. Music continues. It will never die. It will never fade away. It will just keep growing and growing and growing and being passed down from generation to generation.
We totally agree with you, Albert, that in this way, we will keep the music and our Tejano culture alive. More of my interview with Albert Zamora in just a few minutes. But right now, let's get back to the countdown.
Number 9.
Te vas
Tejano Gold Countdown, song number 9 of the week, Cuando Me Dé La Gana by César Omar, featuring Stephanie Montiel. A powerful duo here, uno de los grandes duetos de este 2023. Coming up on Tejano Gold Countdown, we're going to get the answer to this week's trivia. Of course, we're counting down the very best in Tejano and regional Mexican music. We'll be back with more TGC. No le cambies.
Tejano Gold.
Real Texans are genius.
Bud Light salutes you, Mr. Unnecessarily Big Pickup Owner.
Oh, so big.
Some people drive trucks, but you drive a pickup that generates its own gravitational pull.
At 3 million.
Where did you park? Oh, yeah, that spot and most of that spot.
Is that even legal?
Yes, you're brewed in Texas, and so is your Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Texas Edition Bud Light Beer Cans. Anheuser-Busch, Houston, Texas.